Welcome to the Salon Professional Podcast, brought to you by Evolve Salon Systems. If you are in the professional salon industry, this podcast was created for you. We are going to talk about everything from trending topics, motivation, business savvy, and bring you incredible guests along the way. If you love what you're hearing, please hit that subscribe button and definitely leave us a review. Thanks so much for tuning in. Welcome to the Salon Professional Podcast. I am joined today by our luxury brand specialist, Ms. Tiffany Redd, who is hot off of New York Fashion Week. You just spent some time, a week, at New York Fashion Week, and you want to tell all of our audience everything you learned and the trends that you saw and what's coming, right?
Most definitely.
Oh my gosh. So first and foremost, tell us about your overall experience, who you were there representing. Tell us a little bit about just being there.
All right. Hi, everybody. Thank you, Lisa, for having me today. New York Fashion Week was just absolutely amazing. I was fortunate to have the opportunity to work with Mr. Smith backstage. I was able to assist the lead key stylist, which is Heather Packer. She's also the education director for Mr. Smith North America. I also worked alongside the amazing Mr. Smith creative team, and we worked the Bevza show as well as the A Company show. So it was really, really great to learn backstage how it all works, you know, how everything comes together between hair and makeup and the stylist, the clothing stylist as well. So it was just amazing overall.
Did you have some jitters about going to work backstage at Fashion Week?
Yes. Initially, I was like nervous like the whole week before. But once I got there, Heather and the creative team were so welcoming. They were so nice. You know, everybody walked up and introduced themselves when I met them. Everybody hugged me. It was just so great. And, you know, to the fact that, you know, we haven't been able to hug anybody in like a year and a half. So, and I'm a hugger. So that was just, it just warmed my heart to be able to work with that team. So any type of anxiety I had, it just totally melted away when I met the creative team. And I just really felt a part of the team. And it was just a great experience.
What I love about the Mr. Smith brand, not only is there incredible products, their luxury products, their beautiful packaging, but they also have a lot of education for stylists that want to become a part of Fashion Weeks. And that is all from Miss Frida Rosidis, who, mm-hmm. I mean, she's incredible. So she's at the helm of Mr. Smith products, and she works every Fashion Week around the world, and she has for years. And she brings her expertise and shares that with stylists who want to become, you know, a Fashion Week stylist. So know that in that Mr. Smith world, there is opportunity to learn mm-hmm. how to do that. Tell me your favorite thing about the Mr. Smith products before we get into Fashion Week.
My favorite thing about Mr. Smith products is the fact that they literally work on all hair textures, men and women. It does not matter. There is something for everybody in this line. And it makes your hair it nurtures your hair. It really moisturizes the hair, but it is a weightless product and it's a clean product. And one little tidbit that always gets me riled up is when they say sulfate-free and paraben-free, it is literally sulfate-free and paraben-free. You can read any of the bottles. You will never find any sulfate on there. And a lot of people still have sulfate lauryl. Not in Mr. Smith. It is an amazing, amazing brand that I absolutely love.
Or they're sneaking some kind of other sulfate in there.
Right. But not in Mr. Smith. Not in their products. They are 100% clean products. Love them.
But their story is really just is fashion and beautiful mm-hmm. hair. And so when you talk about being able to work with any hair, whether it's men, women, are we also talking texture? Can Mr. Smith support every texture of hair?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you can now tell me the types of hair you created for your shows, and I want you to take me through what trends you saw and how the listeners, the hairstylists, and salon owners can take these trends and incorporate them into salon work.
Oh, absolutely. So the trends, well, mainly the hair that I worked with was textured hair. I had young ladies with anywhere from a level 3 hair to a 4C hair. mainly I got to put them in ponytails, cute little, you know, styles pulled back. There was a lot of natural hair styling as well, you know, on all textures. Just a nice flowing look, a carefree look was a big trend. It was a big 90s are back.
Yeah, you told me there was a show that every model was wearing Doc Martens, right?
Yes, there was the A Company show where all of the models, male and female, had on low top Doc Martens. So I was like, oh crap, the 90s are back.
The 90s are back
like a year or two ago, right? Now we're into the 90s. So I thought that was really interesting. The grunge look is back. The graffiti all over the clothes, that's coming back. Sequins, things of that nature. The flashy and the low-key looks of the 90s are back. But then in the Bevza show, that show had more of a natural flowing look. Some of the outfits had a nautical feel to it, but all of the hair was very soft, very natural, free-flowing type of hair. So that kind of puts you in that mindset of the 90s too, when you had the ones that just had the, you know, just the get up and go look, you know.
I'm also thinking supermodels from the 90s, that very flowy. I'm thinking Cindy Crawford.
But you know what, though? To me, the hair, I guess something of that nature, like with, you know, Cindy Crawford and people of that nature. But it was, back then, it was a lot of hair color involved. Mm-hmm. Now, it's more natural hair color.
We're seeing that lived-in color.
Yeah, you're seeing that more lived-in look. It's not intentional like it was in the 90s. You know, everything, hairspray and this and this and that, it had to look a certain way. No, not at all. Now it's more of just, how does that hair flow? How does it look? As long as it's, you know, has a continuity to it, that's really what it was. So,
what types of products were you using backstage that you think would be great for salons to really dig their hands into because, you know, supporting these looks?
Well, a lot of the, mainly leave-in serum, the foundation. On my highly textured models, I used cream a lot. So I really was able to dig into the cream this time because I really hadn't done too much with it. But I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. It gave great shine. It really allowed for natural movement of the hair, but it also helped to control frizz and fly away. So those are pretty much the main products that we kind of stuck to.
And you said like everything wasn't a lot of times uniform looks in the shows where traditionally everybody would have the same hair. They were letting people wear more of their real hair, right?
So there were no extensions, right? This was more of, like I say, the textured models, their hair was pulled back into ponytails, really slick, chic type of ponytails. The ladies with less textured hair, they actually just had however their hair naturally flowed, you know? So it was just really nice. And it was more of, I know the Bevza show, you had to have the center part. That was like a big thing with the designer. She wanted that center part. But with the, A Company, it was just more of just grunge look, you know, just kind of messy going with the flow, but it was like a controlled messy.
Yes. Now, did you see a lot more diversity in the models and with backstage talent?
Definitely with the models. Definitely with the models. Backstage, there was diversity on both sides, on the hair and as well as the makeup. So I was very, very pleased to see that. Everybody was working beautifully. It was just all the beautiful colors in the world. It was just amazing. Just amazing shows all together.
And we've seen a lot of, in the last year, the 90s color coming back where we're seeing the money pieces. We're seeing more of the stripes and the dimension.
Yes.
Were you still seeing colors like that? Were we seeing the money pieces?
Believe it or not, no. I mean, and I'm like you, I've seen a lot of that in social media lately too, you know, with folks and all of that stuff, but no, I didn't, to be honest, outside of the stylist, the hairstylist, I really didn't see any color on the hair. Yeah.
Right.
It seemed like everybody pretty much had their natural color.
Interesting. Well,
it was interesting now, because I didn't think about that until you just brought that up. I was like, you know what? Everybody's hair was like either blonde, brown, or black. It was no in between. I didn't even see any redheads, any of that. It was just natural hair color. It was like all the color was backstage with the hairstylist.
That's so funny. So cool colors. Maybe moving forward, because you know you're doing a show that essentially is showing next spring. So maybe what the spring trends are telling us is that we're gonna have very 90s styling, but a little bit more controlled.
Exactly.
Maybe that lived in color. I still think we're gonna see a lot of bold from what I'm reading. Mm-hmm. It was just, you know, a lot of times they don't want to make it about the hair. They want to make it about the clothes.
Right.
People weren't seeing the color trends necessarily, but. What kind of products would you recommend for a stylist? Like, what was a product that you used that you're like, I don't usually put my hands in this, but this was, wow, I was surprised at how much I love it. Like, what types of products?
It was cream. Cream was that product for me. Yes.
Okay, so tell me.
That was that product.
So, away from it, what did you use it for, and how do we use cream for Mr. Smith?
So when I used it, what I was doing was my highly textured model, she actually, that was the A company. So they wanted her hair pulled back in a pony, but they wanted her ponytail to be kind of like a little Afro ponytail, but with some type of, you know, spunk to it or what have you. Mm-hmm. So what I did was after I got everything into the ponytail and I took her ponytail and I actually two strand twisted it. With multiple two strand twists, but I used the cream to set the twist. And so once I got everything twisted in the two strand twist, I let it set for probably about 15, 20 minutes while she was getting dressed. And when she came back, I took it down and it had just the cutest little crinkles in it and it had no frizz whatsoever, but her hair was very, very soft. And I was able to go in and piece it out and create just a really cute little piecey look with her ponytail. But like I say, it just really blew me away because it had a nice shine to it, very soft hair. It didn't leave a residue in the hair and it did definitely control her frizz because she was natural. So she was not chemically processed at all. So I just was in love with how it worked. But I also used it at the Bevza show on one of the models that had a much softer texture to her hair. And it worked beautifully in her hair as well, and it didn't weigh it down. So I thought that was really, really great on the results that I got from it.
Nice. And do you think we're going to see you're talking a lot about these sleek ponytails and with a little bit of texture in them, do you think we're going to see that in like prom and bridal season next year for 2022? Based on like what
That's a good question. That's a real good question. I don't know. Maybe prom, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, because with that sleek ponies, because their ponies were kind of long. A couple of the ladies had long ponies, and we braided it and just left it in one sleek braid. So I think for prom, I could totally see that with, you know, some cute, edgy, you know, prom dress. Well, weddings, I don't know so much if I would really see a lot of that in weddings because of the gown, you know, how these gowns are made. But I could definitely see taking those slick ponytails and maybe making a bun out of them for a wedding. I could totally see that. Yes.
Yeah.
I know in the Bevza show, even though they had the slick back ponytail, but their edges, you had the little wispies.
Oh, nice.
The edges. So I could see that, right, for...
I used to love wispies. Oh, right. Okay. Wispies are back.
What yes, they are.
What colors did you see in fashion? What were the predominant color schemes you were seeing?
You know, just
observing Fashion Week, even outside of the show, like other shows that maybe you got to
That was interesting. I didn't see a lot of vibrant colors. I saw a lot of like mustard yellows, that burnt orange type of yellow. I saw denim. I saw that denim color as well. Blue.
The jewel tones? It sounds like you're in this jewel tone kind of vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not that it's not, you know, bright colors.
Or like pink or
no, like, none of that. It's all kind of those dull type of colors.
Or like almost like a matte finish to them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Mustard yellow has become huge. I mean, that color, I think we're seeing a lot more of it. So we're going to see a lot more of it. So you're saying
yes.
The denim blue, the deep burgundies, mustard yellow.
A lot of that, those were the colors that I was seeing. It's almost like even though you're doing the 90s, But it's seeming like some of those colors from the 70s are coming back. And I'm like, okay.
Interesting.
I wasn't a fan of the colors of the 70s. However, the way they're bringing it back now is, I guess, because the color is on, like, cotton and satin. Mm-hmm. Opposed to, you know,
wallpaper.
Right, you know what I mean? And corduroy and all that. That yeah. So I think it's giving it a different life, you know, because it's okay. Fabric now, you know? So it was really interesting to see the colors that were coming out. I thought that was weird. There was no vibrant colors. Unless you saw stuff like, I don't know what show it was, but I saw something on social media with Paris Hilton. And she was on some runway, and it was, she had on like this white suit. Mm-hmm. I think it was a skirt to it. And it had like vibrant graffiti all over it.
But yeah, you were saying a lot of graffiti looks too, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I saw a lot of that. I even saw a show that had one, I think it was like a Nigerian show. It was so cool. Everybody had like the cutoff t-shirts from back in the day, you know, cut short or the sleeves cut out with like some baggy shorts and like some really cool tennis shoes. I saw a lot of stuff like that. And there, and like, once again, it was back to those crazy colors from the 70s, you know, the mustard yellows, the deep greens, or like forest.
Yeah.
Kinds of stuff, but everything, like you say, is more of a matte color. So I thought that was interesting, unless it's graffiti.
Interesting. I wonder if we're going to see a lot of disconnected haircuts with this, like with this graffiti look coming back in for clothing. I wonder if we'll see a lot more. Yeah, like fun disconnected haircuts and things like that.
I hope so. I love the disconnect. You know, that's how my hair is.
Yeah, that's very interesting what you saw. You saw a lot. And I love, you know, we talked about the diversity. And I know you love the brand of Mr. Smith. And for anyone on that's listening that doesn't know about Mr. Smith, you will want to talk to Tiffany. She's our incredible luxury brand specialist. And she, what I love about what you do is you find it, you know, you really teach salons how to be successful with luxury brands.
Mm-hmm.
And the education, you have everything really made simply for them. So we know that people want to spend money right now, and we know that the luxury market for shampoos and conditioners is booming. So yep. Tiffany is someone you will want to talk to. TiffanyR at evolvesalonsystems.com. Shoot her a message. And if you just want to explore how, if luxury can fit into your salon and how you can make it successful, Tiffany is your person.
Yep. And you can also follow me on Instagram at Tiffany, TiffanyRed, RED, _evolve. And it's always something on that page about all of the luxury brands that I do represent. But for Mr. Smith, make sure you follow them as well with Mr. Smith North America. Or you can follow Mr. Smith Hair. So either one, definitely get on Instagram or email me. And hey, if I can share any of my experience with you or help you in your salon to create luxury services or learning how to retail, I am your girl.
And I know you're going to be sharing some beautiful looks that you learned and teaching stylists how to do it.
Definitely.
And, you know, whether on social media or a class, so you guys can look forward to seeing something like that coming. But Tiffany, thank you so much for sharing what you saw, what you learned. And if you guys want to know more, you have the contact information for Tiffany, and we are so excited to share this great information with you. And I'm excited for these trends that we're going to be seeing in this
spring. I know, right? Me too. Me too.
Thank you so much, Tiffany.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast today. We hope you loved it as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. If you did, please take a screenshot of this episode and share it on your social channels. Share this podcast with your industry friends. And don't forget to leave us a review. If you have ideas for upcoming episodes that you'd like us to cover, or if you would like to be a guest on our podcast, email us at socialmedia@evolvesalonsystems.com. We look forward to hearing from you, and we love bringing you great content for our incredible industry.